connotations to come with that. Apologies. Guest of faith is an apology. Could I get someone to move that apology? Councillor, find that councillor man. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Carry. I also need someone to move a motion to enable the attendance by councillor Walker via Zoom. Would you like to do that? Thank you, councillor Beard. Seconded councillor Mudford. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Hands carried. Are there any declarations of interest? I'll take that as nil. Confirmation of minutes held on the 19th September. So I'll move that way. Councillor Mudford, councillor Bugler. Are there any alterations or amendments to those minutes? If not, I'll put their acceptance. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Could I have a procedural motion to move into the closed section of council? Councillor Beard, councillor Mudford.
You might be just going a bit too quick.
I'm not, man. Throw something at me. Councillor Beard, councillor Mudford. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against, carried. Okay, we move into the closed section. We've got 200 metres to change, left to change over.
Yeah, that was interesting. It's only 200 to go.
Big progress.
Yeah.
So are they 200 properties that have all got a dog?
A bad one.
Yeah. Okay, and the recommendation there? I'd like to move that councillor Bugler, seconded councillor Babbage. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. The conclusion of the Guild Water Security Project.
Got all rolling along pretty well, didn't it?
At the end of the day, yeah.
And it's very good. Getting a whip already done, wasn't it?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, this project predates my time for quite a while. And it's been through, I think, six project managers, including myself at the end, and it was fairly challenging to unravel the information gaps, but anyway, we've got there in the end, and I think, as you can read from the report, I think ultimately we've replaced half of our town water supply bores in a relatively cheap cost to the council.
But again, to your question, Councillor Mania, they lost the drill head down the bore hole, so.
Not that was after the contract was passed away.
Yeah. It's anyway, it's lovely to have that one finished.
Yes. Okay, so the record.
It's called up with Darryl, too.
Yes, good outcome.
On page 9, someone like to move that way. Councillor Mudford and councillor Bugler. No further discussion. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Under the Guns Festival 2023.
Yeah, councillors, I'll just preface Catherine's done fantastic work on bringing this report together as a summary as to the events. The first time we've had such a event of that scale. Now I need to compliment certainly Catherine, Neil, and the whole of the team that was involved. You know, there's a whole range of staff involved from our outdoor crews setting up signs and preparing the area, setting up fences, etc., all the way through to the people running back and forth to Dubbo to pick up artists and things like that. So, that was just a massive amount of work by a lot of staff and a lot of goodwill by staff too in making this happen. So, but over to you, Catherine, you can talk to the finer details.
Thank you. May I start with the video?
Yes.
Are you online, Ash? Yes, the Walker? Did I say it? Okay.
He's sent me a message, Mr. Mayor. He said he's just tied up over a truck.
Thank you.
question for you, Catherine. Now that we've prepared that video, what do we use that video for?
That will be used. So once we're happy with the content, there's people or faces you might want to change in that. we'll use that for reporting purposes. So we're going to go back through our funding body for reporting. It'll also be listed on our website and for promotional purposes for next year. So part of the report that we'll be considering is the future of Under the Gums, and that's leading us into 2024. And what we'd like to do quickly if we've got the council support to kind of move forward is to get into the planning of that immediately. We know already that festivals for 2024 are starting to announce artists and dates, so the quicker that we can get into that. So this will be used for promotional purposes primarily, and then also reporting back to funding bodies and community at that event.
Okay. Prior to Councillor Walker going out to load his truck, he had a bit to do with the change resolution, which is on the board there, just for what was in the business paper. The business paper had just the report we noted. Could I get you to read that out, please, Beck, those 4 3 points?
That Council 1 acknowledge the wonderful efforts of those community members involved in Under the Gums 2023, in particular Under the Gums and Go and the Gill Festival planning crew. 2, that Council agree that the weekend before the October long weekend, being the 27th to the 29th of September 2024, be confirmed as the 2024 Go and the Gill Festival, with Under the Gums planned for Saturday the 28th of September 2024. And 3, that Council invite interested members of the public to participate in the 2024 Go and the Gill Festival and Under the Gums planning crew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I've lost Councillor Walker. You'd like to move that, mm-hmm. Councillor Butler? Do I have a second, Councillor Babbage? Is there any further discussion on that?
Do I assume the dates have been checked out? I'm sure they don't claim any other known events.
As far as I'm aware,
all right, the reason why
we're firm on that weekend before October, because it dovetails into the Denny Ute Muster, and you've got the Narromine Dolly Parton Festival, so yeah. Whatever artists we have, and particularly marquee artists that are in Australia at that point, might be interested in sort of tacking on Bill Gandry before they go to something like the Denny Ute Muster.
Funding for next year, we've got some grant funding.
Yeah, so it's through you, Mr. Mayor, if I may. So we've got $60,000 for 2024 and 2025 under Stronger Country Communities Round 5. We would be looking at subsidising that with additional ticket sales and sponsorships over both the years. So part of the marketing plan that I believe was with September's report included the 3-year growth plan and how we would do subsidised ticketing from a 50%, which would be about a $30 to $40 per head ticket price for next year, followed by a 75% reduction. So it'd be, then you'd be looking at that sort of $60 to $70 ticket price and accompanying that with sponsorships. So total budget for the event would be between $130,000 to $150,000 with 2024 to generate income, and then after 2025 to have sufficient income for it to be a sustainable event once our state government funding goes away, is the plan.
Did that New South Wales state government support come through for that extra 20K?
No, it didn't. It's been removed from there, from the budget.
Right, councillors, I'll put that as recommendations.
Mr. Mayor, just one question. The consultant fees, is that local staff or is it outside consultants?
And so through you, Mr. Mayor, the consultant fees, that's a description in our ledger. Really what that is any of the external contractors that we use to deliver on the event. So fees that were involved in there would be any of the artist fees, it's double traffic control costs to do some of their works, yeah, any of those. So it's really, that's a ledger description that was an oversight when I put through, but it includes any of those. Yeah.
So I'll put those recommendations. All those in favour? Aye. Against, I declare that carried.
Another great outcome, isn't
it? It was. It was a fantastic night.
Thank you, Steve. We now move on to the reports for information and notation. The first one being the statement of bank balances and the fund balances, the investments, outstanding matters from previous meetings, progress on questions for next meeting.
Can I ask Darrell how the conversations are going with the grant correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, pretty much finalised. Councillor Pitt.
Successfully?
Yes. Yet to get the contract signed, but we've sort of reached negotiations only yesterday.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we move on to development applications and the information on handling development applications. And the recommendation that the report's been noted. Thanks, Councillor Mockler, Councillor Babbage. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. And that, councillors, at 4:30,
mm-hmm.
The meeting finalised and closed.